This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Before we get into this next story, just a heads up, we'll be talking about a sensitive topic that may not be appropriate for children. As the country moves closer to something like business as usual, an all-too-familiar story has reemerged. Over the past 3 weeks, 22 people have died in mass shootings in the U.S. Gun violence and the impact it has on kids is the subject of a new book by Washington Post reporter John Woodrow Cox. It's called Children Under Fire, An American Crisis. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want you to start, if you could, telling me a little bit about Tyshawn and Ava and how they came to be friends.
So it was pretty remarkable, actually. Back in early 2017, I had set off on a series of stories for the Post pursuing kids who've been impacted by gun violence. And Tyshawn's father had been shot to death in the middle of the day in Southeast DC. So I wrote a story about the trauma that Tyshawn was dealing with. And by the time that story published, I had started reporting on a school shooting in South Carolina. There was a teenager, a 14-year-old boy, who pulled up at Townville Elementary School and had opened fire on a group of first graders. And he had killed a little boy named Jacob. And he was the best friend of a little girl named Ava. And Ava was dealing with a really debilitating trauma in the aftermath of that. So after I wrote the story on Tyshawn and it published, Ava's mother was reading it one day. And her mother told her a little bit about Tyshawn. And Ava decided that she wanted to write him a letter. She thought he needed a friend. So she wrote him a letter, and it began this pen pal relationship that then evolved into, you know, the two of them sending gifts back and forth to each other, and then often FaceTimes. They would talk quite a bit, and they just had this really unique relationship because they had shared trauma over gun violence.
Why did you want to focus on these children, not those killed by gun violence, but those who survive, those who've been affected by it?
So, you know, the core of this book is what was for me the epiphany, and that was that the scope of gun violence and how it affects children in America is so much broader than people assume. And Ava and Tyshawn, to me, illustrated that. Their lives have been profoundly affected, shaped forever by the losses that they've gone through and what they've witnessed. So, you know, we think of gun violence often as the hundreds or thousands of kids who die every year, but it's millions of children who are impacted directly or indirectly by this plague.
And surviving gun violence doesn't just cause, you know, loss and mental health issues, which you chronicle in the book, but can also cause financial hardships for the families who try to put the pieces back together. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ava has been to more than a half a dozen different therapists before she found one who could really connect with her. She's been through multiple psychiatrists. And in Tyshawn's case, it was the same thing. You know, he was his mother was trying to find someone. And it was a real struggle because either the insurance didn't cover it or she just couldn't pay for it, or, you know, somebody who was too young. They once tried to see if a student, you know, going through psychology school could treat him, and she just wasn't willing to do that. So these kids just don't get the services they need. And if they do, it's, you know, incredibly expensive for the families.
Again and again in the book, a lot of this seems to come down to research and the lack of evidence about what works. And that's partly because it's hard to fund research about gun violence. Can you talk a little bit about how gun violence research is funded now and what role it could play in the future?
Yes. So that has set us back more than any other individual problem, is that in the 1990s, Congress passed what's called the Dickey Amendment. And it effectively banned the CDC from studying gun violence for two decades. Just in the past couple of years, was there finally a push to spend some money? But frankly, the money that Congress has devoted to research has been symbolic. It's been, you know, in the few tens of millions of dollars when we should be devoting hundreds of millions of dollars to this issue. If we studied this issue at the same rate that we study similar causes of death, we'd be devoting hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to this and would be able to say definitively, this law works and this one doesn't work. So this is what we should pass.
Of course, this conversation is all too relevant yet again with the recent mass shootings. There's a new administration and a new Congress in town. Do you see the political will changing about specifically funding research into what works?
I do think that we will see real progress with research. And it's in part because the dam was sort of broken even before the change in administration. You know, passing some of these more sweeping laws, some of which we know save lives, that could be harder to pass because you need the 60 votes. So, you know, that is sort of the big question in these weeks to come. Can they get 60?
John Woodrow Cox, he's the author of the new book, Children Under Fire. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We've got an excerpt from the book online about the nearly $3 billion market for school security and the unproven products that industry is selling. You can find that at marketplace.org.